John Lennon was born in Liverpool, England on October 9, 1940. By the time he was 23 years old, he and his fellow bandmates in the Beatles were household names across the globe. Whatever gets you through the night. One of the millions of people affected by the music of Lennon and the Beatles was David Barbee. Barbee is a musician and producer based in Athens, Georgia, and he's the director of the Music Business Certificate Program at the University of Georgia. He says he saw the Beatles film Yellow Submarine as a child and became an instant fan.
Seems like the soundtrack of my childhood and adolescence was the Beatles or their solo albums at that point. John Lennon's music probably had a greater impact on me than I am even aware of. It just seems like it's just... For me, it's been the soundtrack of a lot of my life, like I think it has for a lot of people.
As for what made John Lennon special?
I don't have a word for it. It's like, what color is the sky? We all know that we love those songs when we hear them. And I think it's true of any great work of art, whether it's literature or visual art, that maybe that's the attraction of it, is that it connects in a way that we can't describe.
Barbee says it's tough to pick a top 10 list of Lennon songs.
His, like, weird creative Tomorrow Never Knows, Nowhere Man's one that's always, I've always loved. The whole thing about the two different versions of Strawberry Fields Forever being combined into one song, once you know where the edit is, you can hear it clear as a bell. You know, it's like John Lennon's music is like the Supreme Court's definition of obscenity. You might not be able to describe it, but you know it the second that you hear it. There's been a lot of imitators, but there's only one John Lennon. Nothing
is real. And Lennon's influence hasn't burned out or faded away.
But there's people who maybe have never listened to the Beatles or think they aren't Beatles fans or think they aren't John Lennon fans, but there's some music they listen to that was influenced by it. The family tree that comes out of the music of John Lennon, whether it's the Beatles or solo, it's pretty broad.
Lennon was assassinated outside his apartment in New York City on December 8, 1980. John Lawrence, WABE News.